Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Officials from the Department of Integration met residents from Drumahair in County Leitrim last night to address concerns about the proposed arrival of 155 asylum seekers to the village. Last Friday, a group of people assembled outside a hotel in Drumahair and mounted what were referred to in the Dáil yesterday as illegal roadblocks to protest against the move. Well, local TD Martin Kenny from Sinn Féin is here now in the studio with me. So, Martin, you're welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much, Claire.
What happened last night? What was this?
Well, first of all, it's very welcome. There was an engagement process last night. The community engagement team from the department met with people yesterday evening in Drumahair and had a discussion around all of this, which is a start of what needed to happen probably a long time ago, but at least it's happening now. We have been told that nobody will be moving in for some time and that this negotiation process or discussion process will go on. There's a little bit of a shadow over it. There was a number of people who have a different view who weren't at the meeting and should have been and were expected to be there.
These are people who want to welcome asylum seekers.
They had been invited there by the department as well. However, they didn't get access to the meeting.
And they weren't allowed in, was that it?
Yes, there was a bit of a shadow over that. But look, I think we have to focus on the positives. There was a meeting, there was dialogue, and hopefully we will have an inclusive process from here on. That's what we need to have. So because there are people with different views, as you know.
And did people get clarity last night as to what's going to happen and when?
Well, they got some clarity around the issues that are there. There are issues around planning permission. It was originally planned for to have student accommodation in the building. It was an old hotel back in the boom and then closed and lay derelict for years. And people wanted to see that happen and feel a little bit duped. That's one of the complaints I hear, that this has occurred in this way, that there was going to be asylum seekers. There are issues around planning and around fire safety and things like that have to be dealt with. They can and will be dealt with, I'm sure. There's a lot of people in the community that also want to welcome people and have a generous heart toward all of this and want to see it done in a correct way. But there are issues around, for instance, the school is at capacity and they need new classrooms built. There's issues around public transport, as we know, in most parts of rural Ireland. There's issues around getting a doctor, things like that people have real concerns about.
But were people told last night that there will be 155 people arriving?
They were told that they are issues around planning, and the concerned residents have a number which is probably around half of that they're hoping would be acceptable to them.
But the department didn't give clarity.
The department didn't give clarity, but I wasn't at the meeting, Claire, just to clarify that. I don't know what they gave clarity on or didn't. But my understanding is that they didn't give clarity around that, but that they did say that there would be a process of negotiation and try to come to an agreement that everyone would be satisfied with.
Trying to get a response on this from the Department of Integration. We haven't heard back from them yet, but hopefully we will at some point. So the gathering at the hotel last week then and the Dáil being told yesterday that there were illegal roadblocks set up, were there?
Well, look, what happened last Friday evening, as you know, there's always tension around these issues. And somebody put out a malicious rumour, is all I could call it, that there was two busloads of men coming to Leitrim and that this was happening. And people got all on high dough about this and went out on the street and were waiting and watching and all of that. And some people stopped cars and, you know, it wasn't good. It was very, very regrettable. And I think, you know, many people regret it happened. Even some of the people that were there regret it happened and realised that they were led down a particular garden path that they shouldn't have went down. But however, it did happen and we have to get past that. And I think that's what we need to do now. We need to find solutions here. And those solutions can only come by people sitting down and having logical conversations. And everyone has a responsibility to be reasonable. And that's what we need to see is a reasonable way forward.
And the minister would say, Roderick O'Gorman would say, no one can have a veto over who is living in their community. You agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree with that. And I've made it clear to the people there that, you know, protesting or blockading is not doing either the town or the people that are coming who seek a welcome and who deserve a welcome any favours. Mm-hmm. We need to work away a process through this. And people do have genuine concerns, and that also has to be acknowledged. But, you know, we can't have a situation where there's going to be a veto on who comes to a community. That doesn't happen and can't happen anywhere.
Is there any element of far-right involvement in this? And I take your point that people locally have genuine concerns. Mm-hmm. But have you seen any people coming in from outside to support?
In fairness, I don't think there is. But I do know on Friday night people did come from outside the area. And that's what one of the things that some of the residents were concerned about. People they didn't know arrived. And some of the language we see as well, particularly the language on social media and all of that, you know, is the language about, you know, unvetted males, male asylum seekers, fear, danger, all of that. And that is generated by the far right, and unfortunately has taken traction in a lot of places where people are you know, quite accepting that it's okay to say that we will not allow men. And because there's a fear of them. And if there's a fear of something, the logic of that is because there's a danger around them. And if there's a danger around them, that opens up the possibility of people being attacked and abused and demonised. And even those who stand up for them, demonised as well. So we have to be careful around all of that.
What are you saying to your constituents in Leitrim? Are you saying that you're going to have to accept that this is going to happen, not just in this instance?
I think they already do accept that it's happening, that it's going to happen, and that migration is something that's happening everywhere in the country. I think we should have a better process of dealing with it and better communication earlier. I think we should have, you know, a means in which we can develop more accommodation for people, because that's one of the big issues we have here is the intense competition for services, let there be health services or accommodation services or social service or whatever. When people see more people coming into their community from wherever, they see that as adding to that competition. We have children in school that can't get an SNA, and to see more children joining that class and putting more pressure on the teacher. And that irks people, that annoys them, that gets under people's skin, and can lead to people becoming unaccepting of new people coming into the community. And that is something we need, and government needs more than anyone else, to work to resolve those issues.
I know you weren't at the meeting last night, but you have been in touch with the Department of Integration. Have you been able to get any certainty around when this might happen and what's happening?
No, because they're telling me the planning issues is the issue.
Right. There's nothing happening imminently.
No. And last Friday night, when that situation occurred where people were out on the streets, I did, even late in the evening, in fairness to people working in the department, came back to me with an email stating that there was nobody arriving imminently, that was not happening, and clarified that situation. In fact, no bus had left City West at all going anywhere. So whoever put out that rumour done it maliciously in order to get people out on the streets and cause trouble. And that's what we need to ensure doesn't happen anymore. And that can only be resolved if we get a proper dialogue, and it has to be inclusive dialogue with everybody.
Are you fearful, because of what happened last Thursday night in Dublin, that there might be more of these protests and people might feel freer to voice these concerns that you've told us about?
I think so. Yeah, I think we have to be careful. We have to recognise that there are an element of people out there who have a very fascist agenda, and you know they can influence people who have genuine concerns. And to make that difference, I think is important. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a wonderful country with wonderful people that are very generous. People who went all over the world looking for a welcome and generally got it where they went
and worked hard.
And all of that. And that's one of the things they say to us. People say, well, when the Irish went to other places, they worked and they weren't given handouts, they weren't given free accommodation, and they weren't given this, that, and the other. And I think government needs to look at all of that as well to ensure that that people see, you know, when new people come to the country, of course they deserve to get assistance for a period of time, but there needs to be, you know, some level of integration to ensure that there's programs for people to go to work.
A cut-off point for social welfare. I think there needs to be
assistance to people to ensure that they can find employment and get employment, because we have so many people looking for workers to do those jobs. So, you know, I think the system needs to be overhauled, but particularly the accommodation end of it.
All right, we've got to leave it there. But thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much
for coming in. Sinn Féin TD. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.